Good morning. Welcome to the Atheist in the Desert podcast. Tuesday, January 8th, 2019. Appreciate you listening. Yesterday, I YouTubed a video with Sean Carroll. If anybody knows who he is, he's a theoretical physicist. Looking at he's quantum mechanics and things like that. He wrote a book called I forgot the name of it. I really liked it. I was thinking about going back and reading it again because I didn't understand everything in it, but I understand some basic theories. I have to go back. But anyway, sorry, I'm blanking on the book. But anyway, Google or YouTube him or check into his books. Just a very what I think. A person who is very knowledgeable, but more than that, understands things, I think, a lot more than others as far as, the explanations of the universe and things like that. And he appeals to me because he talks a lot about what I've talked about in the past, not that I kind of probably took it from him, but that this idea of consciousness or the way we act as humans is a physical thing. Like it's in our brains. Right now we can't really easily explain it. We have evidence of certain things here and there, but I think ultimately one day we are going to explain consciousness in our brain, just like we explain eye color or why we started, the way we are able to understand why we started walking upright and all these types of things, right? It's going to be the same thing. So anyway, what I YouTubed yesterday was this video. It was a debate between Sean and I can't remember the other guy's name, but he was a Buddhist. The guy had a physics degree. They said I think he'd gone to Stanford. Very intelligent guy. I'm not going to downplay this other gentleman. I mean, obviously very smart. But Sean went through a 20-minute thing on what he thought about the universe, and it's made up of different layers. We can't explain every single layer. We know. Molecular level, we know physical, we can describe things as, being sturdy or soft or, again, I'm not going to be able to really sum up what he talked about, but essentially, what he's saying is that the evidence of the universe and what it is and what is reality is very heavily pointing towards physical. Certain things follow laws down to the smallest electrons. We can explain things with mathematical equations, but not that we know everything, but we know a majority, and we're able to deduce a lot of things, including consciousness, and that it doesn't. We don't need another layer of a god or a spiritual things because we can't explain it. And the other gentleman proceeded to say, well, he gave all these examples. He just basically read. He didn't really get into anything, what his opinions were, per se. But he just went through and just took a whole bunch of scientists and said, well, this is what they said. And trying to deduce that maybe there's a god or a spiritual element that we can't comprehend. And where I get annoyed with that type of an argument is, again, because we are human beings and because we have these feelings and these emotions and these things that have evolved over millions of years, we feel them so deeply and they're so strong and so real in us that we just can't comprehend that there's no meaning to life. We can't. And I don't think we're designed that way. I think that maybe that's a product of millions of years of evolutions of us telling us ourselves these things so that we continue to move and grow and operate as a species because we have this consciousness has evolved over time. But again, that doesn't make it true. Just because something is not explainable, I have a really hard time when people go to the supernatural for an explanation. Well, we can't really understand in the scientific world how the brain works, so there must be a whole nother element of spirituality that can explain that. No, there doesn't have to be. At one point, I'm sure in the history of human beings, we didn't understand how eyes worked, and we didn't understand how our ears worked, and maybe there were explanations out there that, Zeus created our eyes because whatever. Well, that was maybe an explanation at the time because we didn't have another one, but it didn't mean it was the correct one. You know, the sky is blue. Well, why is the sky blue? Well, that's because the god Poda said he wanted the sky blue. Well, at the time, they didn't know why sky was blue, and now we know it's because the atmosphere scatters blue a little more easily than all the other colors of the prism, so that's why we have a blue sky. But a few thousand years ago, before they figured that out, whenever that was, you know, just because we said, well, that's because that god wanted the sky blue, well, it didn't mean it was right. I mean, that's my point with this stuff. When it comes to religion and versus science, is that, well, we can't explain why we have consciousness. Okay, right now we can't. But does that mean that, well, there must be a god, that's why we can't explain consciousness? No, false. I don't agree with that thinking, you know? And that's my problem with religion and the way they operate. And even in, I've talked in the past about recovery and meetings and things like that, and why I'm kind of shying away from those more these days, is because they get very dogmatic in their approach to things, and this is the only way. And I just, if you're going to look at life, and life is ever-changing, evolving, adapting, you cannot be rigid in your thoughts and your actions. You just can't. There has to be fluidity. There has to be motion. There has to be openness. And that's where I draw the line with religion, is religion, for the most part, I can't say all of it, because again, I know there's churches and things out there these days that are trying to be a little more open, and you know, there's some churches in our area where a lot of younger people go, and maybe they're a little, but they still preach the same thing, you know? You have to go to God, you have to go to Christ. And again, I don't always get crazy about the verbiage and say that, you know, if somebody's talking about God, you know, I don't immediately like turn my nose and close my ears, because again, I talked about God for a lot of years myself, and I think I don't even understand what I was calling God. And I guess my, for lack of a better word, my God, I don't have another way of describing it today, is the ever-changing flow of the universe. And it's always constantly changing, moving, and being. And my thought process about the universe is that this argument of science versus religion debate that's ongoing, and they're fun to watch. You know, you can get on YouTube and there's a whole bunch of them. You know, Sam Harris debating people, Christopher Hitchens, obviously, you know, if you're familiar with this world, some of his arguments and you know, arguing with biblical people. And the problem I always see whenever I watch any one of these debates is that the biblical or the religious people always get super emotional, and they always, it's like this thing where they start personalizing it, you know? And my argument is when you start personalizing something as big as the universe, and that was something that actually Sean Carroll said in the debate with this gentleman yesterday, that it's hard for me to believe that these things that we talk about in the Bible and God and the Jesus and whatever, and that it's all that with the size of the universe and the 30 trillion galaxies or whatever the number is. Hopefully I didn't get that too wrong. That out of all these things going on in the universe and this little tiny speck of Earth, that's all explained by something in the Bible. Like, I don't, just doesn't make any sense. I mean, I just, it can't. Now, that doesn't mean that, you know, I was having this debate about, not debate, but my wife and I were kind of talking about this the other night. Because we don't know things, that still doesn't mean that there can't be like some like other dimension of existence, meaning that's maybe a particle in a different way, that when we die, maybe we turn into a different particle and we exist on a different dimension. I don't know. I can't say with absolute certainty there's not. But that doesn't mean there's this guy up there pulling the strings. And I guess what my main basis for my podcast here today is, just because something isn't explainable doesn't mean that you can use ridiculousness to explain it. Like, and there was another example of this debate yesterday, as this gentleman got into, you know, how do you explain love, or how do you explain this, and he got very, again, humanistic with it. You know, humans have only been on this planet for 2 million years, okay? Our form of modern humans, I think, is even less. So we're not that successful of a species as of now. So just because we can't explain feelings like love and like, why do we have love? Well, maybe we can explain it one day. Maybe we can say, well, there's this part of our brain that we labeled it love, but it's a particular hormone or something, whatever it is, mechanism that we've realized that when human beings have this, sometimes they tend to be more successful because they're able to get along in groups better. And it's something that helps them be adaptive to the ever-changing flow of the universe or whatever it is. But I can't just say, well, how do we explain love? There must be a God. Like, I can't go that route. I just can't. It starts to sound like, you know, when virtue recognizes itself and immediately becomes vice. Like, that's to me is the problem with human beings. You know, most people aren't good just to be good. Most people are good because they think that's how people should be. And maybe people should be good, but most people are just good because that's how we should be. I just repeated myself. I apologize. But to sum up, because I got to wrap up because I'm going into a meeting here, but this was just on my mind and I just wanted to jump on here right now. You know what? There's going to be a part 2 after my meeting. Part 2. You know, it's funny because I went back and listened to that first part really quick, and a couple things annoyed me about it. One was I was chewing gum for probably the first, I don't know, 8 minutes of it. And how annoying was that sound? Oh my God. But I'm going to keep it in there. I was thinking about just deleting this episode, but I think I kind of went on a little rant there, and you know, I'm going to leave it. So I apologize for the gum chewing. If it's super annoying, just don't listen. But to wrap this up, really, it was kind of a little rant. You know, I struggle lately because to get inspired to do these, because I've actually gotten to a point lately where I don't even like to talk anymore, you know, because to me, talking doesn't do anything. It, you know, it's fun to communicate with people and joke and laugh around, and I guess it's a way to get ideas out, and hopefully we can come to agreements on things or disagreements or whatever it is, and I guess communication is important to, you know, further things in life. But as far as just a general, you know, when I'm standing with people spewing my opinion or, you know, trying to tell people how to live life or whatever I think my super brain is capable of doing, it's just kind of getting boring to me now. And I'm just more about substance these days. You know, I'm trying to do more reading. I have a hard time with fluffy stuff and you know, things that don't seem to have substance. And I'm not saying that I'm some type of deep person, that I'm really enlightened or something like that. But I am at a spot in life right now where I kind of feel like I'm able to sift through some of the BS a little more than a few years ago and kind of see some of these things. And when I listened to that debate yesterday with those two, and I really thought that Sean Carroll was making a lot of sense and looking at it in a very fundamental way as far as how this universe works. I mean, if you can sit there and break an eye down, you know, a part of our body like our eyes, and say it has a lens, it has a retina, it has this, it's made from this, and this is how they all work together to function. I just don't see why you can't look at that. Why someday we aren't going to be able to look at the brain that way. And we're already beginning to that. I mean, we don't completely understand the brain, obviously, but at some point, I just think that we're going to get to a point and we're going to say, okay, well, this is why we feel love, or this is why we call it love, or this is what. I mean, again, just because something isn't explainable easily right this minute doesn't mean that we have to automatically explain it away with some supernatural thing. So I think I'm just going to call this talk a religious rant. not that it was a rant, but I was kind of amped up there for a few minutes. I could hear it in my voice, even though my stupid gum chewing was maybe not helping. But I don't know. Just because we can't explain something doesn't mean it's magical. I guess that's my basis of this sort of thought or this little podcast. So, talk soon.